This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol ha'asurim lover dekal kohuna. The Mishnah means whoever's asked to marry a kohen. That's what it means to say. Like a grusha. My nino, what are these things? Who are these people that are asked to marry a kohen? Giyaris. A girl that's a giyaris. And even though p'chusri ba'sholoshon of yamechot, even though she's less than 3 years old, that she did not have bia when she was a goya, she was mizgaya when she's 2 years old, so she never had bia to a goy, still you want to tell me she's also to get married to a kohen. And Rashi says, that's a chiddush. The Rashi says, because the olds, it's not totally a giyaris, it's not also because she had bia when she was a goya, but rather, it's not mishum chashas lus, ki emesus mizera beis Yisrael. It's not called the zera of a bas Yisrael. There's a new psul, a kohen could only marry a bas Yisrael and not a goya. Even though she was mizgaya when she's 2 years old, that she's not a zoyna, she did not live with anybody, because less than 3 years old means nothing, still he holds, a kohen cannot marry a geyerus. And the Mara says, so that's the like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. That's not like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Rashi says, the Yom HaKalim, because he says later in the Pirkin, that geyerus, tchusimi bas gimel, ksher lakuna. That Reb Shimon ben Yochai shiter is, a giyaris less than 3 years old is mutat okayim. So maybe our Mishnah means not like that. Our Mishnah means kol ha'surim lova the kalkuna. Anybody that's also to marry a kohen, you should know is not allowed to marry. Is mutat. The Mishnah says kol ha'surim lova the kalkuna. Whoever is also to come the kalkuna is mutarim lova zebezer. So is considered also to come into kalkuna. It means the giyaris less than 3 years. Now. So the Mishnah says in this, Mutarim love is there, is there. That means a regular Yisrael is allowed to marry a Giyaris. So Gemara says, if so, V'nukma mabash sholoshen v'yamechot. So no, what do you got to say that for? We're talking about a Giyaris. Less than 3 years old, say we were talking about a Giyaris after 3 years old. And then, V'afidul Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai. It could even go according to Shimon ben Yochai. Here everybody agrees that a Giyaris, a girl that was first a goy, And after 3 years old, she became a Jew. She's also to get married to a kohen, because once she's more than 3 years old, a goya, we say mispamli she had znus with another goy, and therefore she became possible to get married to a kohen. So maybe the Mishnah is talking about even a geyaris after 3 years old, and that goes according to everybody. And therefore, it's what she can't get married to a kohen, but she's allowed to get married to a regular Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah means. So Gemara says no, and Cain, if so, mitzida tavro. There's a breakage right next to it. There's something where there's a truth, there's an answer to this right away. Well, that can't be pshat. Why? Because if so, the deek is, what's the reason why she's mutter then to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael? Because she's a giyaris of after 3 years old. So the deek is though, but let's say she became a giyaris, she became a Jew when she was less than 3 years old. The moteris love of the kalkuna, that then she is allowed to get married to a kohen. If you want to say, we go according to Shimon ben Yochai. So he says, if the girl was mizgayer before she's 3 years old, then she's even mutter to get married to a kohen. So if you want to tell me if that's the case, so asur lova zebezer. She should also, then the Mishnah deek for the Mishnah should be, then she's also to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael. Because if our Mishnah is talking about the giyaris liacha gimel shonim, so that the Mishnah says she's also to get married to a kohen, but she's allowed to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael. So the deek would be only because she's over 3 years old. But mashma, if she would have been giyaris when she's less than 3 years old, then she'd be also to get married to a Ben Yisrael. That doesn't make any sense. Of course she's mutter. But tomorrow, Reb Chusim about Sholoshon of Yemechod, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, to moteris lova the kalkuna, or moteris lova zebezer. That Avada, she's mutter to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael also. So therefore, the Mishnah cannot be talking about Badavka, the Giyaris after 3 years old. Because then you have to make the opposite Diyak less than 3 years. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, we're saying the Mishnah is talking about a Giyaris which is less than 3 years old. That there the Chiddush is that even though she's also to a Kohen, but to regular Ben Yisrael, she's mutter. Now the Gemara says, the Klolu, is this a good Klal? To Chol who Asurim Lover the Kalkuna. Anybody that's also to marry a kohen, you should know, mutarun lovay zebezeh, but they are allowed to marry one another. It's only to a kohen they can't marry, but to regular Yisrael, they are allowed to. I'll say no, v'arei almona u'gerusha v'chalola v'zoyna. all these three type of ladies are also to get married to a kohen. Or an amana means to a kohen gadol, a grusha to any kohen, a chalala to any kohen, and a zayna can't get married to any kohen. The asurim love the kalkuna. These ladies are not allowed to get married to a kohen, at least to a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol cannot marry an amana. A regular kohen can't marry a grusha or a chalala, a girl that was born from sulekuna, or else a zayna. Now, the asurim love zebezeh, and they're also awesome to marry one another.
Which means to marry a mamzer. No, they're also to marry a mamzer. These psulim are also to marry a mamzer.
To marry. So how could you say what? And also, muter, what he wants to have is muter to a kohen, is also
then to marry a mamzeres.
To her muter also. Midele hit the love of mamzeres. Elo asuras lekahanim. Ho amuter lekakal kuna. Also be mamzeres. Mashmu zeres. Whoever is muter to kal kuna is also to marry a mamzeres. The Gemara says, is that true? For a ger, we have the case of a ger. She muter be kahanis. Like we passed in you, we saw yesterday's Gemara that a ger is muter to marry a kahanis. There's no psul in a ger. Still, because the kahanis is. She was a nuzir on the psulim. The psulim is only a kohen. A zocher can't marry the psulim, the ladies. But a bas kohen, she's allowed to marry a ger. Umutah b'mamzeres, and a ger is also allowed to get married to a mamzeres. So see, somebody that's mutah to marry to a kohen is mutah to marry the mamzeres. So it's still it's a shreya what the klal is. So Mara says elo amar Rav Nosson. Nosson says like this: Bar oishia, hochi koma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Kol shekoyin osa lisa as bitoy. Any time a koyin is also to marry this lady's daughter. Umani, what's the case? Ger shenosa giyuris. In a case where ger married a giyuris, that the halacha is that the daughter is also to get married to a koyin. Ukrab lezer ben Yaakov, like we'll see later on. Like the lezer ben Yaakov holds, when a ger marries a giyuris, this daughter is also to get married to a koyin.
Yeah.
And in this case, mutarim love is zebezeh, but they are allowed to marry into a regular Yisrael. They can marry. They can even marry a mamzeres also. A ger can marry a mamzeres. For the Gemara, klolu is this a klal? To chol shekoyin also lisa's bitoy. Anytime a kohen can marry this lady's daughter, that mutarim love is zebezeh, that then this daughter is allowed to marry even a mamzeres. Hare cholol. What's going to be the case of a cholol? A man that's a cholol. He was born from sulekuna. Shenosa bas Yisrael, that he married a regular bas Yisrael. The koyin also lisa bitoy. A koyin cannot marry his daughter, because the daughter of a cholol has a locha like a chalala. The daughter goes after the father, so this daughter is also to get married to a koyin. The koyin also lisa bitoy. Still, the asurim namelov is zebezeh. It's only a cholol, it's only possible to a koyin. But negay to a mamzer, he's a regular Yisrael, he's also to marry a mamzer. So there's a case that the kohen cannot marry the daughter because she's a chalala, but she cannot marry a mamzer. So Mara says lakasha, that's not a kasha. Hatayya k'reb the story of Yehuda. It goes according to the story of Yehuda. Rashi says the yom that he holds benoisi Yisrael mikva tarva lechalolim. That can't be a case. And a case that a chalol gets married to a regular bas Yisrael, their kid is mutter to a kohen. Like we'll see later. He holds benoisi Yisrael is mikva tarva lechalolim. If a cholol marries a regular bas Yisrael, so their kid now is also mutter to a kohen. So that's not the case where the father can't, where kohen can't marry the daughter. For the Gemara, no. V'harei cholol shenosa chalola. What's going to be if a man, a cholol, gets married to a chalola? The kohen also lisa bitoy. In such a case, the kohen for sure cannot marry the daughter, because here she's not a regular bas Yisrael, she was a chalola. Still, v'yosa namilov is there, is there. Such a kid cannot marry a mamzer, because such a kid is called a regular Ben Yisrael. He's only possible a kohen. He's a cholol at most, but he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So his klal is no good. For Sue, and also, you want to make a deal called mutter osir. Whoever is mutter to marry a kohen is also to marry a mamzer. Vare ger, again we have the case of a ger. Shenosa bas Yisrael. That what's the kohen mutter lisa bitoy. That there's a case of a ger marries a regular bas Yisrael. That a kohen is allowed to marry his daughter. Umatar love is Zebes there, and still they're allowed to marry a Mamzeris. So you can't say whoever's mutter to marry a Kayin is mutter to marry, is us to marry a Mamzeris. There's a case here of a Ger. So Rashi says, a Ger, Shenosa Bas Yisrael, Umatar love is Mamzerim, Do Makal Gerim Lav Kalu. Because you're telling me right now, the Kal of a Gerim is not called a Kal. Therefore, a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeris. And still a Kayin is allowed to marry. That Ger Shenosa Bas Yisrael, for Kayin Mutalisa Bita, Kayin can marry their daughter. So the Marin says, El Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. Hoch, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? Hocho Mamzer Meyachoisoi, O Mamzer Meyashis Ish Ikebenayil. The Machoikis over here is exactly from which Issabia does the kid become a Mamzer. That's the Machoikis over here. So Meyachoisoi means from your sister, she's only Chayiv Koros. The question is, if you live with your sister, that you're Chayiv Koros from that, is the kid a Mamzer or not? One says yes, and one says no. A mamzer is only if you live with a married lady, with an ashes ish. There you chayiv misa, on that the Torah says the kid is a mamzer. Not if you live with somebody that you only chayiv chorus with. Like, it's like this. Tanakama sova, Tanakama of our mission holds, afilu mamzer miyachoisoi, nami heavy mamzer. If a man lives with his sister, and they have a kid, so that kid is called a mamzer. Even though it's only a chayiv ekrisus, the kid is a mamzer. For Rabbi Yehuda Sava know that Me'eshes Ish have a mamzer. Only if a man lives with another married lady, that there he's Chayiv Misa, and they have a kid, that kid is a mamzer. But Me'achoisloi have a mamzer. Stam, if you live with your sister, that you only Chayiv Chorus, there the kid is not called a mamzer. So Mara says, if so, my Kamashman, what are you teaching me then? Like we learned this already. So Rashi says, that's the Machlegis the Mishnah. Stam, the Machlegis by a Ger, the Machlegis by a mamzer, Mechayiv Krisis. Rashi says like this, the Mishnah means, Vachikama, Kol ha-nelode mi-yisuri erva mamzerim. That's what the Mishnah means. That Kol ha-surim love of the kal means whoever's born from an iser of chayiv ekrisus, that's called a mamzer, so that kid is mutarim love of zebezer. That kid is called a mamzer, he's mutar to marry a mamzeris. We have Yudis says, no, nothing doing. That kid is not called a mamzer. If the parents, if the mother and the father were only chayiv ekrisus, a father lived with his sister, so then the kid is not called a mamzer. Therefore, Rabbi Yudis says, Oysa, that kid is also to marry a mamzeris. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Tanina, we learned that already. Ezeyo mamzer. What's called a mamzer? From which Isure B is the kid called a mamzer? So kol shu b'lo yovah divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, as long as the chai v'lavin involved, if the father is not allowed to marry the mother, with the chayv ilavin even, the kid is a mamzer automatically. That's b'lo yovoy. Shimon at tamoni yoymeno. Kol shechayev molov chorus b'dei shemayim. Anytime there's an issa chorus, it has to be. Not just amalav. If you live with your sister, chayv ekrisus, then the kid is a mamzer. And the halacha kedvarav, we talk a paskin like a shimon at tamoni. Rabbi Yeshua, the third sheet, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Kol shechayev molov misas bezdin. Only if there's a chayiv misas bezdin involved, then we say the kid's a mamzer. But from chayiv ekrisus, the kid is not a mamzer. So kids should ask the machlokes in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kid, where the parents were only a chayiv ekrisus, the kid is not called a mamzer. Therefore, that kid is also to marry a mamzeris. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Rava says like this, Ger, so the question is, this can't be the machlokes in the Mishnah, because we learned this already in another Mishnah. So now Mustafa to say the machlokes over here a second time. So that can't be pshat now Mishnah. Therefore, Elo Amar Rav Rava says like this. What is the machlokes now Mishnah over here? So Elo Amar Rav Rava says, Ger amoyni o mayavi ika benayu. That's the machlokes. But a ger amoyni o mayavi, if they're mutter or not. Lochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. All right, turn over. It is what our Mishnah means to say. Vachikoma, kol hasurim lover the kal, whoever can marry into kal. Oh my niyu, what are they? Ger amoni moavi. Torah says that amoni, the zocher of an amoni moavi, is os lover the kal Hashem. Is mutarim lover zevizeh, but tefsulim to mamzerim, they're allowed to marry. For the Gemara Yochi is so, marry of Yudu Isis. So what does Yudu say it's also? Why should it be also then? It's not true. An amoni moavi could marry a mamzer. Hochikoma. Afa pishab Yuda Oyser, Ger b'mamzeres, even though Yuda holds, a Ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, because he holds Kagal Ger Mikrikal, Hani Mili, what is this said? Ger the royal love of the Kal. Only a ger that's allowed to marry into a regular Bas Yisrael. Have a ger Amoni Moavi, but an Amoni Moavi, the Ein Ruyin love of the cow, they are not allowed to marry a cow, lay, by then there's no issa, they're allowed to marry a mamzer. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Tan Rabbanu learn like this. Then teach a shana v'yamech, they have a boy that's 9 years old, or older. That's a ger Amoni Moavi, or else a mitzvah v'yadoimi, kusi v'nosin cholol mamzer. Any kid of this psul, Shebo that lives with a Bas Yisrael, whether she's a Kahanis, the Alavi of a Bas Yisrael, Psula. She makes this girl now possibly get married to a Kohen. If a girl lives with any one of these Psulim, with a Geramoni, with a Moavi, with a Mitzvah, with a Domi, a Nosin, Cholol, or Mamzer, this girl now is also to get married to a Kohen. She becomes a Psula. We have Yosiyem, it depends. Kol Shezarei Posel, Posel. If the kids are Posel, then she becomes Posel. But the whole Shezarei Posel ain't a Posel. If the kids are not Posel, then she does not become Posel. Soon see by Mitzvah Shein is not Gemini Riz. We have Shimon Gamliel Laimeh.